and the supporters at that rally seeing no stopping Sanders.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. More coronavirus worries sinking stocks on Wall Street as doctors in California treat what could be the first case of U.S. community spread.
Some concern now in Rome, where Pope Francis has skipped a planned mass today after he was seen coughing and sneezing. The Vatican has only said that the 83-year-old has a slight indisposition.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by J.B. Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. J.B. Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday is the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. More U.S. presidential candidates are expected to attend the Bridge Crossing Jubilee celebrations in Selma this weekend, along with Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. The list now includes Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Mike Bloomberg. This year is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. A bill that would prevent doctors from issuing hormone-blocking drugs and performing gender-changing surgeries on minors is making its way through the State House after a public hearing yesterday. It's called the Vulnerable Child Protection Act, and six states are considering similar bills. The bill now heads to the floor of the House and Senate, where lawmakers will debate and then vote. The funeral for longtime Troy University band director Johnny Long is at 2 o'clock today at First United Methodist Church in Troy. Long died Monday night in his home after a brief illness. He was 94. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us. And your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Listen to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm not calling everybody listens fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. I just know we have a few fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Well, I don't know about Elizabeth Warren, but she sure is horse-faced.
How rude. Seriously, Jack.
How dare you?
Well, we're living in America is all I got to say, and I can say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's a free country still. It's a free country. 272-9228 if you want to get in. But first, hold off, folks. We got a great in-studio guest. Byron Sheehy is here.
Appreciate that intro, Joey.
How you doing, Byron? What'd you call him? Grassroots specialist.
Yeah, grassroots specialist, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Big word for a nine-year-old. Hey, what's the name of your organization, Byron?
U.S. Term Limits, Jet. U.S. Term Limits.
So it sounds like y'all want to put term limits on some of these politicians.
That's pretty astute, Joey. Yeah. We are we're out and about trying to do the people's work. Right now we are playing in all the states that are up this election cycle. We have, gosh, probably grassroots support 27 states.
Okay.
Right now. We've passed... Either ourselves or the state legislatures themselves have passed measures or resolutions in 15 states. We need to get to 34 in order to have a constitutional amendment convention, and we are well on our way.
So I'd imagine the support for this around the nation, just with the general public, is very strong.
Oh, yeah, man. It's climbed probably 5 or 6 points over the last few years.
Is it more in favor with Republicans or with Democrats or both? Is it...
We live in pretty partisan times right now, but this is one of the major issues where the left and the right can come together, hold hands, and walk down the aisle together. Again, about 82% of the general electorate support it, and it's slightly higher on the Republican
side. So you don't identify them on the phone as Democrat or Republican, but...
To us, it doesn't matter. Either you're for term limits or against term limits.
And what is y'all's... what is your ideal term? Well, I know Senate 6 years, and congressional people serve 2 years, but where do they max out according to your group?
Okay, so I need to answer this two different ways.
Of course.
There is some action going on in Congress right now in both the Senate, introduced by Cruz, and in the House, introduced by Rooney from Florida. It's three terms in the House for a total of 6 years and two terms in the Senate for a total of 12. Now, what we're advocating for on a state legislature level is open-ended. That would be determined by the states themselves once they get to the convention.
So you don't expect these folks to term limit themselves up in the Congress? You think a convention is necessary?
Well, all right, so the analogy that the picture that I try to paint, you're familiar with Lucy holding the football?
Yeah, oh, sure.
All right, so we may get to 31, 32 states, and at that point Congress will act, because they're not going to want to leave it to anyone else to do this. They're going to want to, you know, define the terms themselves.
Makes sense.
And you can actually go back to, was it the 17th that was the direct election of senators?
Yeah.
This is the closest, or that was the closest we've ever gotten to the 34 states necessary. It was two states short, and then at that point, Congress acted and, you know, kind of took it up on their own.
I think that's the best answer I've heard on this ever, because I do worry about a runaway convention if we ever went to a convention of the states. I know that there is, in the state, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in the state legislature, you can say, we're going to send our delegates to a convention, and it'll only be for these issues. You try to constrain them, but we've never done it before.
Well, all right, so mechanically it would be called the same way under Article 5. But where what we do is different than, you know, a true convention of the states, that would be a more broad agenda, whereas what we're talking about is specifically focused to term limits. So, yes, someone has freedom of speech, and they may get up and they may grandstand and try to earn political points, but as soon as any other issue came on the table, half the room would get up and walk out.
Right.
So mechanically, it would fail.
But I like that you're saying we probably don't even have to get there to be everybody being in that room, because once you show a legitimate threat to these politicians, it seems to be the only thing that speaks to them. That's their language, leverage, and power.
Oh, yeah.
They'll move on.
We know the creatures, man. We're all familiar.
The swamp creatures. You know, I was telling you earlier about somebody I did work for, lived in Houston. His name's Leo Lindbeck. And he started a 501c3, or maybe it's a 4, kind of educational about the importance of term limits. And then they created a political wing. I can't even remember the name of the group now. But he funded it, and I did direct mail. I did direct mail for this group, and they targeted congressional candidates and congressional incumbents who had pledged term limits and then violated their pledge. And we knocked off a few of them, but once they get up there, man, you can't get them out.
Jet, do you know the percentage of incumbents who win reelect?
I did, because I remember a New York pollster told me a few years ago, once a candidate gets past the first 2-year term, they're like 96% of them win reelection.
Wow.
But that was years ago.
94. And if you don't get them by the time they serve their 5th year, they're out there as long as they want to, minus indictment. And that's essentially what it comes down to.
Well, I guess we need to hire more honeypots then.
The answer is definitely not more lobbyists.
Right. What are some of the reasons that are bringing people together across the aisle? Obviously, there's a lot of support here. I don't think it's a silver bullet, but I think it would be. I'm all for this.
I don't think it's a silver bullet either.
Right.
But it is sort of low-hanging fruit. I mean, everyone knows that the system's broken. Again, Democrats, Republicans, we can both agree that, you know, D.C.'s broken and it needs to be fixed.
Absolutely.
Byron, people say all the time that I talk to about term limits, well, I don't know that we need a constitutional amendment. We have at the ballot box every 2 years for Congress, every 6 years for senators, U.S. senators, we have a term limit referendum, and it's called the ballot. So if you choose to vote against an incumbent, why do we need this other effort?
Listen, I understand that argument, and if we were living in Pollyanna America, that would be true. But in reality, the system's rigged. I mean, you have so much. I believe I worked for someone back in the past. The term was the incumbent protection plan. Jet, do you remember who that person might have been?
Who?
I think it was you. I'm pretty sure that we talked about the systematic advantage of having the special interest relationships, having the name ID built in, having, you know, every county GOP or Democrat person in, you know, speed dial. I mean, this would essentially create a more level playing field and get a better crop of participant in election year over year after year.
And, you know, I do remember saying that, and I've always thought of the current system as an incumbency protection program, because you're right, it's rigged. Once somebody goes to Washington and gets to know their way around, every lobbyist is like a damn vulture. They go, you know, they're willing to spend, like, look at the U.S. chamber,
right?
For example. They are endorsing Jeff Sessions, who is used to be the most anti-immigration senator in the nation. And you know the U.S. chamber is kind of soft on immigration because so many of their members hire illegals
allegedly,
and migrant workers. So it's really funny to me. Once you're up there, they love you, regardless of party, regardless of principle. They love you. And it's hard to beat an incumbent.
I can't help but think of the George Carlin skit where he talks about the club and, you know, you ain't invited, you ain't in it.
And it's the same club they use to beat you over the head.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same principle. I mean, you know, once you're a part of the system, you're always invited to sit at the table. And when you're not there, you're not a part of the clique.
Well, you know, I was involved, as you remember, in 2014 with a group that issued a pledge for term limits, and only the challengers signed it. Maybe one incumbent signed this term limit pledge.
Things
it's
have
amazing.
Changed, man. Things have changed. We are finding more and more incumbents actually, you know, are doing what they're supposed to do, and that's representing the will of their constituents. Again, this is an issue that polls at 82%.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think that hayseed speaker we have, Matt McCutcheon, is going to ever let the House vote on something like that? Hell no.
Well, actually, they've already passed the resolution here in Alabama, okay. So this is one of the things that we got right. again, you know, we're at 15 states. We got to get to 34. Alabama is one of the 15. So as far as a call to action, listening audience, don't feel like you got to go call your state legislature. Call your buddies that live in other surrounding states that may not have this passed. And if you're curious as to what states do or have not or have, just Google search U.S. term limits. Go to the website. We have a pretty cool, snazzy map that you can pull up. It's kind of color-coded, and you can, you know, kind of discern from there.
And I'd imagine it'd be worthwhile to hit up our representatives for Alabama at the federal level. I don't know how much Richard Shelby is going to be susceptible to this, but we're going to have runoffs here. Especially in the congressional district and in the Senate race. While these folks are still candidates, we should probably be hitting them up on this issue.
Yeah, I think that there's been a concerted effort, you know, by our organization and people here on the ground in Alabama. Alabama's got one of the most in-tune, public electorates that we pay attention to this. I mean, right. We are a pretty conservative state, and we want to make sure that folks aren't going up there just to get rich off the system, and they are held accountable.
Yeah, it's really funny to me how they go in as paupers and come out as, you know, gazillionaires.
Three houses and speaking gigs. And
yeah, let me ask you, well, I was going to ask something. Oh, have you polled our congressional candidates in this year's race for District 2? Like Jessica Coleman and Jessica Taylor and Jeff Coleman and Troy and that bunch?
No.
Barrymore?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting to see where they are. I think Tuberville has said he's for term limits.
Well, I know that, I believe Tuberville has said that he is, and Barrymore's, I mean, you can look on his sign. It's right there at the
Barry
tip-top.
Said he term limited himself out of the House. Fact of the matter is he ran for Congress 2 years ago, so he couldn't run simultaneously. Well, but he's a good guy. He's coming on tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, he'll be here at 10, I believe. Yeah, we got candidates all day tomorrow.
It's that season, man.
I know.
Yeah, it's worse than coronavirus.
I love serving the public in that way.
I think I have the Corona Light version right now.
Now, so if folks want to support your organization and get the word out to, you know, neighboring states and friends across the country, as well as, how can they help support your organization?
Again, just go to U.S. Term Limits.
Is it usTermLimits.com?
It's actually just TermLimits.com.
Okay. TermLimits.com.
Yes. I mean, it's easy. And whenever Steyer's, whatever his name is, whenever he gets done with his failed presidential run,
sure.
We will be back at the top of your Google search. But right now, I think we're third in line behind a couple of paid-for ads by him. So you may have to scroll down past that top line, but we should be no farther down
than
that.
What the hell is he thinking? You know,
I have a working theory I advanced yesterday. I think Tom Steyer is microdosing.
I don't know, man.
No, just taking a little bit of acid, a little bit of psilocybin. I can see it. Those dilated pupils.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of flashes in the pan that ran for president. Dick Gephardt, Mo Udall, Frank Church.
You're showing your age now, Jeff.
Well, that goes back a way. One of the best books I ever read was called Marathon. It was a book about the 1976 presidential campaign and all the candidates that came and went. And it's very interesting. Really a good book. One of the best I've ever read.
Was it about running?
It was just about how all the people that ran in 76 and who the survivors are and why. Very interesting book.
Well, Byron, it's been good talking with you. Good to see you, man.
Likewise,
it's been
man.
Years.
It's been a while.
It's good to see you, Byron. Better to be seen than viewed.
Yeah, right.
Y'all check it out, termlimits.com.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you
for coming on.
Yeah.
Y'all check out the website, and a lot of our listeners will. So.
They really will. They don't need much call to action. They'll get on top of it, like we've been saying here in this conversation. I don't know anybody who doesn't really support it. There might be more like enthusiasm or less, but generally people support this idea.
Generally speaking, it's either the incumbents themselves, the lobbyists, or someone that's directly related to one of the two.
There you go, who are against, yeah.
I love a guy from Geneva County saying either. It cracks me up.
We got to hit a break here. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off all videotape transfers to digital format here for until the end of February, which is not many days left, for News and Views listeners only. That doesn't include film this month. But also, Dan Black Studios provide business services from website design to video editing. So maybe you have a bunch of raw video footage or photographs you want to put into a nice presentation. production package. Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They also do video production from the ground up, whether training videos, TV commercials, online branding videos. So maybe you'll work for an organization that wants to advance term limits. Go by Dan Black Studios, get a video package put together.
Before I leave, guys, the reason I'm here today is National Term Limits Day.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was the whole hook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, any day's a good day, but today in particular.
Yes.
Appreciate it again, Byron.
Full disclosure, Byron used to work for me, 2014. Great employee. And we've been friends ever since. And you're doing a good job. Thanks, Byron.
Thank you, Jet.
And if you do think of it, tell your bosses to check out Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the whole team. News and Views sent you. Hey, James! James! Take us out. More News and Views after this.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You know, radio is the perfect place if you're scared to death to talk and make speeches and things like that, because you don't see your audience.
Right. But you know they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always fun. If somebody's nervous on air, be like, talk to them for a bit and be like, by the way, you know everybody's listening.
Yeah. It's funny because I guess because I was in high school, I was, you know, in the drama club or whatever they called it.
Surprise, surprise.
And I was a thespian.
Yeah.
And I really loved all that stuff. And then I kind of, you know, got away from it. But being in this business, we do get invited to speak to groups and share our opinion. And that's always a little scarier than being on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, you can feel the room.
People just glaring at you.
I don't get nervous when I come on air anymore. But if I have to speak in front of a room, I'm pretty good at public speaking, always have been. More than the average bear, but I still get more butterflies if I have to talk to people in person.
You know, I'm always like checking my zipper because I'm thinking, I'm standing in front of these people.
Right.
No podium. You know, the right. barn door could be open. But anyway, usually it's not, thank God.
Let's go to the phones, talk to William B. Hey, William B.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good,
how's it going?
Good. I got a little gripe I want your opinion on.
All right.
I have a new neighbor who moved in next door to me. She's from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
If that's the part.
Chicago.
She may be a Democrat, and I hate Democrats, but anyway, she went over to get her new driver's license, and they refused to issue her a driver's license because her Illinois driver's license was not expired yet. Consequently, she went to register to vote, and they said, you can't register to vote because you have an Illinois driver's license. There's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely is. I don't know.
Did she try to register in Montgomery County?
Elmore County.
Oh, well, hell, no wonder. No, I'm kidding. Got a 20. She don't want 29 on her tag. That surprises me. It would seem to me that she could have some documentation. Now she won't be able to vote Tuesday.
And it's too late now. But have you tried the Secretary of State's website or called the Secretary of State's office?
You know, she could vote in the runoff anyway.
Yeah, maybe the runoff. My first thought would be try to get in contact with John Merrill's office.
Okay, go to the Secretary of State.
Yeah, if you're talking about voting. I don't know about the driver's license.
Well, she could not register to vote because she didn't have an Alabama's driver's license.
Right, right.
You should be able to go over there with your light bill or something.
I know, really. I'm going to ask John Merrill by text.
Well, and William, I'd like to think I'm pretty informed on politics, but when it comes to the bureaucracy, I'm just like everybody else. Who the hell knows? You just got to figure it out when it comes along.
Yeah, you can't vote. Argue with those people because they say we're right and you're wrong.
Right. Well, I hate that for your Democrat friend from Chicago.
She may be. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
But she does have the right to vote.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I hope we can solve it. I think Secretary of State would probably be the best place to go.
You know what? When she went to try to get a driver's license, did she go to the probate office?
No, she went to the driver's license bureau here in Elmore County.
You mean with state troopers post?
Yes. Well, whatever it is, where you get your driver's license.
Well, you get it renewed at the probate office, and then you get the mail back with the permanent license from Aaliyah. So.
Now, William, what's about to happen here, I think, is I've got three other calls that just came in. I don't know exactly what they're going to say, but since they all just came in at once, I imagine they're going to try to answer your question.
So keep listening. Okay. Keep listening.
Thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Just bring your rabies vaccination with you, and they'll help you out.
Well, if they're from Chicago, there's a good chance they have it.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of public speaking, has either one of you ever been in a situation, and it's the golden rule to know your audience?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Have you ever been in that where you didn't know your audience?
Yeah, I've been booed before. And then you just kind of, you know, stand up straight, and you soldier on, and you try to turn them. But yeah,
I went to an event in Huntsville, and I was speaking, and I was late getting there because of a wreck on 65 outside of Birmingham. So I came in the door, and I could see the lady thumping her, "Where are you? Where are you?" So I started, and I said, "Well, I need to break the ice. I need to get them in a good mood because they're already pissed off." And so I start telling one of my lawyer's jokes. And then I see the lady in the back waving her arms like, "Stop, stop." And what I didn't realize was 3/4 of them were lawyers. And that's a true story. Only names have only been changed to protect a few lawyers. Hey, why can't Trump, you know, he hit on it about securing the borders, and here's a good reason why we need to secure our borders. Why can't he flip this and challenge American businesses to say, hey, here's the wake-up call. We need to start today, and I'm going to lead the charge, and I'm going to appoint somebody to make sure it gets done right, that we reverse and we start to pull back as many manufacturing jobs from China as we possibly can, so we won't be dependent and keep this from happening again to cause our economy to go south. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
I just think it would be a wonderful opportunity to say, hey, here's the reason why we don't need to have all these manufacturing jobs in China and be dependent on them.
And it wrecks the economy.
I don't think you're going to need too much government action. I think just with what's happened in the last few months, a lot of especially big companies are realizing we can't rely on the Communist Party. They're not going to tell the truth, so we need to have at least a plan B, if not just make our main manufacturing base in the United States or somewhere other than China.
Yeah, I know, you know, the phones and technology and all that's been sold to them, and they're, but, I mean, we ought to be able to make a pair of sneakers, screwdriver, a nail, a hammer, without having to import it, you know, have it manufactured in China and then brought here. I mean, I think this would be just a great opportunity to sell that.
That does make sense. Now that I think about it, that does. And, I mean, this could be, it depends on where it goes, but this could be the Chinese-owned Chernobyl, how Chernobyl really dressed down, showed the emperor had no clothes in the old Soviet Union. This could be an example of the Chinese Communist Party wanting to always put on this face of we know everything and care for our people, and they really just ended up screwing the pooch.
Well, I just hope Trump could flip it and turn a negative into a positive. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. News and Views are on there. Who's this?
Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Joel Barfoot.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing good. I may be wrong on this, but I've been out of law enforcement for a while, but my thing was that if you move into Alabama, unless you in the military, you got 30 days or 60 days to actually get Alabama's driver's
license. That's right, or you're not in compliance. That's right.
So I don't know who she talked to, but I would think they would probably need to call public safety and get a ruling on it. But if she lives here, she's got any right to. They would take her Illinois driver's license and issue a temporary one till the other one came in the mail is what it is. So it didn't make sense what he was saying a while ago.
I know.
As he was saying it, he thought it didn't make sense either. It's just sometimes these bureaucratic conundrums, it's like more difficult than the Gordian knot.
Well, I texted the Secretary of State, and he usually responds quickly unless he's speaking somewhere. So I'll see what he says.
John Merle is probably the best public servant that we've got in the state of Alabama.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Amen.
But y'all have a great day, and it's sunshiny out here. It's beautiful.
Are you in Elmore County?
No, I'm in Montgomery County, out here at Hobby Lobby in East whatever it is,
East Mess.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car waiting on my wife to get out from shopping, and I'm listening to y'all. So.
Well, thank you, Joel. We appreciate
y'all have a great day.
You too, Joel. Appreciate it.
I go way back with that fella. I'm crazy about him.
You recognize his voice immediately.
Well, hell, it's so one of a kind.
272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to talk to us here before the show is up. Because we're going to have candidates all day tomorrow. Troy King at 9, Barry Moore at 10, and then, wow, listen to that trombone.
Bob Rogers.
At 11. It's going to be a packed show. This part of News and Views brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been, well, working in the market for over 40 years.
And he's a good guy.
Really is good.
Now, people always say that about you. You think you're everybody's a good guy. I said, yeah, and listen to me talk about Jeff Coleman.
Well, Bo really is a good guy, down-to-earth guy, but a lot of expertise and experience in the real estate market, been serving the area for over 40 years in the real estate market. So not only can Bo and the Goodson Group help you buy or sell your property, they also have the management services if you want to invest in a rental property but don't want to do the day-to-day landlord duties or find tenants yourself. The Goodson Group can help you there. Also, Bo Goodson's experience really comes to bear when you're talking about the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state. So whether you're looking to get that real estate license or if you're just looking to be a more knowledgeable player here in the real estate market locally, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place to go. Check out the Goodson Group today at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. Find their listings and many services or call them, 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsors here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
I'm not the same. Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain. If it was, I know what I would do. I would tell you, I would say, let me be, let me be. If you wanna love me, baby, got to give me some more.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511 Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday's the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the all-time great songs.
Indeed.
Paul McCartney. Maybe I'm amazed. Maybe I'm amazed at how I have to go down the steps today. I'm a little nervous.
You wear the stairs, they can be very treacherous.
Quest was, stay close to the candles. The staircase can be treacherous. Mobile team.
272-9228. You want to get on the program listening to News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell?
You got 16 minutes.
Indeed.
So that's not too long to have to put up with us.
How you doing? Doing all right. Let's go to Jersey Junior.
Jersey Junior!
Gentlemen!
How you doing?
So when are they going to put a slide for in there for you, Jack? To get out of the attic.
That would be a great... You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Like one of those, like, spiral slides?
Yeah, the slide at the playground.
Yeah.
Or the pole, like the one that Dean Martin used to slide down on his show every week. No, there are two staircases. You know, there's one on the front of the building that goes up. It's a little bit less treacherous, but I go down on my ass anyway.
Yeah, you got to convert one.
So what's on your mind, Jersey Jr.? So you got a question?
About research.
Okay.
When you guys do your research for these, you know, as intellectuals do, you gentlemen.
Yeah.
So I'm finding it harder and harder. You think with the internet, we'd be flooded with information.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, a couple months ago, I read an article about the Clinton Foundation was ordered to repay some like $7 million or $2 million or whatever it was. I read the article. And then a couple weeks later, I went to find it, and it was gone.
No,
and when
sure.
I tried to search for it, it all comes up Trump. You know, Clinton Foundation ordered to repay some, you know, $2 million or whatever it was, and it comes up Trump stuff. So last night I was debating somebody on the 13th Amendment, And they were saying, oh, no, no, it was the Republicans that were against it, and it was all the Democrats that were saying, let's, and I'm going, no, that's factually not true. So you wouldn't believe the time that I had to come up with the actual vote to for the proposed amendment. It was, you know, 119 to 56 with almost 100%, if not 100% Republican that put the amendment forward to abolish slavery. But I cannot for the life of me, and even on government pages, find a vote count on how the party split went in the Senate and the House. So I went to more modern bills, and they're making it harder and harder. I think we're watching the internet being scrubbed right before our very eyes.
Well, you can pay people to remove your name if you have something non-flattering that's up there. You can hire these firms that, you know, manipulate the data and all that stuff, and when they type in your name, they don't get it. So well, that, I'm sure the Clinton Foundation has plenty of people that they've paid to do that, to take them out of the spotlight.
The Democrat Party's got a very embarrassing voting history, especially civil rights and all this other stuff, but you just can't find it. And to talk about this Dixiecrat swap that never happened, that's a total myth. I've debunked that 100 times, politician-wise anyway, the people swap, but politicians did that. So I'm just concerned. I was wondering if you folks had noticed the same thing, that we're watching our internet, our facts. There's no really, encyclopedias anymore.
You have to dig. You just have to dig and dig and dig. You can't.
But
just
there are a lot of articles that you'll go to look up, and they're gone. It has been removed.
Yeah.
Right. And it's always good to save articles if you want and to revisit it if you can think of that ahead of time. But yeah, you got to watch out whether it's you're looking for videos or audio or just articles and research.
I don't think there's any question that the news in this country continues to be manipulated. I mean, when Fox News will report something that you think is big, you won't find it. MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, it won't be there. They won't report it. It's amazing
to me. Well,
Fox
is in the gutter, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're owned by Disney now.
Oh, yeah.
They're not reliable. I mean, we have to be the reporters. And it's just a shame that we can't even find vote tallies for constitutional amendments and find out where the party split happened, who was responsible for what, who pushed this. You can't find these totals. And that's our information.
Well, you know.
And that's being scrubbed.
Newsrooms across the country, because people don't read newspapers anymore, are slashing their budgets. And there's almost no such thing as an investigative reporter anymore.
Well, and there are still some government institutions that are more like ICAR archives.
Carville? Is that
yeah. Archives, like the Library of Congress. Try that website. You can find a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for the heads up. You gentlemen have a blessed day.
Thanks, Jersey.
272-9228. Real quick, shout out. Russ listens all the time. He texts me, and his girlfriend Annie is about to go on a massive journey. They're driving to the airport.
She going to China?
No, Patagonia.
Oh, cool.
I think it's. I'm saying this right.
Is that a clothing line?
The Gaucho Derby, local Gaucho.
Gaucho.
Horses across 500 miles of unbelievable terrain in Patagonia, navigating to the best of her abilities and surviving a minimum supplies. Really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. She's about to go on this journey.
She on Survivor?
she should be with this sort of quest. So best of luck to Annie. And Russ has been telling me about it. And y'all drive safe to the airport and safe travels. I want to hear more about your journey when you get back, Annie. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Richard very quickly.
Hello, Jack and Joey.
Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Wonderful, thank you. I'm sick and tired of hearing all these politicians talk about fighting for Alabama and fighting for Alabama values without saying anything about what they're really going to do. And I'd like for you two guys to promise the listeners, if you would, that you will ask these folks four or five questions. Number one, how do you feel about term limits? Let us know how they really feel so we can hold them accountable to it. How do they feel about all the benefits that the congressmen get that we don't get? How do they feel about if it applies to you, it will apply to me? If it applies to me, it will apply to you? How do they feel about their health care being the same as a veteran? And how do they feel about getting all that retirement income after they've stayed up there just a few years and then they're set for life? Ask them those things and get them to give us some answers so that we can, for example, Jessica Taylor, which I was very impressed with her when I talked to her personally. I think that even Jessica, all of them need to answer those questions. How do you feel? Ask them some hard questions when they're on the show and make them give us some answers rather than we're going to fight for Alabama and we're going to stand up for Alabama values. Hell, my dog can do that. So will you guys promise us listeners that you'll ask some of these hard questions?
Yes, sir.
No, we try.
And we have.
We've told some of them. Now, look, we know where you are on Trump. Tell us about some other stuff.
And also, one thing I like to do, Richard, I hear your point, especially if they're public servants, why do you get all these special privileges as public servants? Is that really the nature of a servant? But one thing I like to do is I'll ask a question, and if somebody I know is BSing me, I let them just keep on right BSing because I like the theory of let somebody, excuse me, pardon me for this language, hang themselves and give them enough rope. And it can go a long way instead of me just jumping on them immediately. But I hear where you're coming from.
These specific questions are very important to us voters. We are looking for somebody that is not going up there just to feed out of the trough. So they would set term limits. They wouldn't take any benefits that didn't apply to us. They wouldn't put any on us that didn't apply to them. And their health care ought to be either the same as ours or, if they're members of Congress, they'll let the VA take care of them like they do our poor vet. And then the retirement income question is very important because it's just a lifelong benefits for doing nothing, basically. So good luck, guys. Ask some hard questions and see if we can get some answers.
Appreciate it, Richard. And tune in tomorrow. We got three different candidates on tomorrow. So.
And then I will tune in tomorrow. And everybody,
you damn well better. No,
damn right I will, specifically to see if y'all really ask these kind of questions because they got to answer these questions to get our vote. And
yes,
this Alabama value and
I'm pretty sick of that. I'm sick of Alabama value.
I am sick.
I don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah, and they're going to get rid of Nancy Pelosi and they're going to do this and that. That's bull crap. I mean, come on, guys. Give us some real answers to these questions and tell us how you feel about it. And if they don't do it, next time I'm running my dog, Susie.
Well, as Walter Mondale said in 1984, where's the beef?
Amen.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, guys.
Got to hit our last break of news and views. Coming back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Wow, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How you doing? One is the loneliest number.
Really?
Yeah. 279-8919 is the phone number for Cole Plumbing.
Oh.
I'm telling you. Don't let your bowl take its toll on your abode. Call Cole.
Well done.
Or don't let a load ruin your abode. How about that one? I'm trying to come up with new things for the Cole people. Family-owned and operated business since 1977. Great folks. Loyal supporters of this program. We love them all over there. And if you have any plumbing needs, don't let it get out of hand. Call Cole. They will come out, 279-8919. They won't be digging up your yard. They won't be bashing through walls. They have pipeline technology that allows them to cause you minimal discomfort. So our friends at Call Plumbing, thank you. When you call them, tell them Joey and Jack sent you and that they highly endorse your product and your service.
Indeed.
And thanks to them, 279-8919, Call Plumbing. com.
Tommy B.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, man, I spent 20 days in the hospital, so I'm kicking.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I've known you a long time, Tommy.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Did you ever hear back from John Merrill? I only heard the tail end of about the...
No, I didn't, and he's probably on the road, or because John is very responsive.
Yeah,
I'll probably know by tomorrow for sure.
Well, I mean, I've got it right here. I mean, Alabama Secretary of State, it's actually, if that guy's still listening, it's sos.alabama.gov.